Now we can move on to some news items. You know about the postal disruption caused by strikes? Well, more rail strikes are announced for December, which will affect us all. Incidentally, there is a post strike on the 24th and 25th, so we hope that doesn't disrupt deliveries to you too much. Then a mixture of other news items, as there's a call for more free parking at the hospital for nursing staff. There is news on the delay of re-letting council homes, and our streets will see more police patrolling during the Football World Cup. So rail passengers hoping to travel between Norwich and London will face major disruption this Christmas. No trains will run in or out of London Liverpool Street station from the end of services on Christmas Eve until January the 3rd. Greater Anglia will also cease all services on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. This means New Year's Eve revellers heading to the capital will face longer journey times due to switching to rail replacement buses. Network Rail's route director for Anglia, Ellie Burrows, said the planned works were critical for upgrading and maintaining the railway ahead of the year. "I hope passengers can understand the need for the upgrades, and I'd like to reassure them that we'll be getting a huge amount done while the trains aren't running," she said.
Pressure is mounting to provide extra free parking for nurses and other medical staff at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Councillor Mike Sands said nurses are parking in housing areas and walking to the hospital to avoid paying exorbitant charges. He said it is time we did something to help. It should be free parking. Teresa Budray, Royal College of Nursing Eastern Regional Director, said, "The shifts worked by nursing staff mean they often start or finish work in hours of darkness. Employers need to consider the safety of staff."
The length of time it is taking City Hall to re-let council homes is growing, new figures revealed. Norwich City Council is now taking an average of 49 days to let out an empty home, also called voids. There are around 3,400 people waiting for a council home in the city. The authority owns more than 14,500 houses. A report to the city's council's cabinet said the growing delays were due to some issues with the delivery of materials from contractors. Additional contractors are being used to help reduce the void's backlog.
Norfolk Police will be carrying out extra patrols across the county during the 2022 Qatar World Cup. Officers have warned abusive behaviour on any level will not be tolerated and say those who drive need to keep track of their drinking with extra officers on the roads. Police also reminded drinkers that fans will be sharing Norfolk streets, pubs and clubs with Christmas shoppers and those enjoying the festive season. Chief Superintendent David Cutler of Norfolk and Suffolk Joint Protective Services said, "The World Cup is a global celebration recognising great football, great players and different cultures. Let's make sure this is the same in Norfolk and that we all show respect for each other."
Petrol and diesel-powered boats face being phased out of use on the Norfolk Broads as the area's authority aims to reach carbon zero status within the next two decades. The Broads Authority has outlined its goal to reduce emissions to zero by 2040 in its latest five-year plan. It hopes to achieve carbon neutrality 10 years earlier by 2030. While the targets relate to the organisation and its activities rather than to the waterways themselves, the document does emphasise how the Broads Authority intends to encourage boaters to switch from petrol and diesel vessels to electric craft. The number of electric boats both in the hire fleet and in private hands, is expected to grow sharply in the next few years.
Questions are being asked as to why it has taken authorities 9 months to fix a leaking pipe spewing sewage into a riverside beauty spot. River users in Thorpe St Andrew first raised fears over environmental hygiene in February. The spot at River Green is popular with people getting in and out of the water, including paddleboarders, canoeists and kayakers. Broadland District Council said in August that it had appointed a contractor to repair a faulty pipe as soon as possible. Yet 3 months later, the council lodged a planning application with the Broads Authority in a fresh bid to resolve the sewage spew. The plan proposes a replacement sewage pipe from the premises, known as the bungalow on the island, to the main sewer at the public toilets in Yarmouth Road. It's time for our second feature. Robert Morgan writes about parakeets who have apparently made their new home in Norfolk. His article is read by Ian Robertson.